It's a post-match show. I've not said that for a while. How excited we are in our studio. We've just watched Liverpool play football and they won 4-2. Plenty of good performances, a few nice goals, not least one of theirs. and plenty to talk about, but it was just nice to watch them. I'd say, Phil, you know, there was a bit of a circus going on at the same time on Twitter and stuff like that. It looks like, you know, the captain, you know, is finally on his way. But in a way, it was sort of annoying that it was going on. But at the same time, I didn't mind it because it's a nice reminder of what's actually important, which is, you know, a nice gang of us got together and had a couple of drinks and watched the Reds win, and that's really what it's all about.
That's what football is, isn't it? Just having a nice time with people you like, and that's what we did tonight. We helps when Liverpool win. I mean, it was a weird sort of first half, I think, in terms of, I thought they started pretty well the first 15, and then it looked a bit like they've maybe trained twice already today, which I think they do quite a lot of, and they weren't bad or anything like that, but they just looked like, as the first half went on, they looked sort of half a yard sharper, and I can't quite remember what Karlsruhe did at half time because it felt like they got a bit, they sort
of barely keep up what we were doing, to be honest with you, Phil.
All I know is we made 11 at half time and then Kumas came on for someone and I can't quite remember.
Your man
Scanlon,
he was good. He looked all right, actually. Yeah, they felt like we tired, and then our players sort of finished better, I think. But I think it was more that they were in the 43rd minute, and some of theirs were probably further on. Because I think that's their sixth preseason game. So,
yeah. Fuck yeah.
I also feel like they just, like, almost like a set piece routine. They just planned for that one goal they scored, and then went, "Fuck, what are we doing?"
I mean, let's be honest. If I could do that, I'd just do it every week. I would play for corners and then play to kick it to that lad on the edge of the box because it's one of the greatest goals I've ever seen in my entire life.
What if the other team say no blamers, though? Then you've had it.
Yeah, you've had it then, haven't you? They call Frenchies in the middle. And anyone can save it.